Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I've spoken before in the show to Dennis O'Callaghan about mental health, particularly mental health among farmers. And you've gotten in touch with us again, Dennis. Young farmers really struggling at the moment. And you wanted to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Very
Thanks
well,
for
sir.
Having me on.
Very well.
PJ, I suppose, look, we were made aware of this, and we, anyone that's out there in the farming community will see in the next couple of weeks that we were running into trouble.
You're with the ICSA,
I'm Chair Donald Cock for ICSA, yes. And look, like we said, we've spoken a number of times there and with a lot of radio stations, but we had a meeting last Wednesday night, and it came out loud and clear that, look, that people were starting to contact us and, you know, as an organisation, could we do anything? No. We have, and since that meeting, we took it upon ourselves, and myself personally, I spoke with one of the co-ops in our own area, one large co-op, and we have a meeting with the other people, hopefully in the next few days. Look, getting back to the mental health side of it, that all this, what's happening out there at the moment, is creating fear, stress in people, because the big one is father, right? The access to father. We attended a meeting last Friday, a father meeting, with Tagist and other stakeholders, and we were very disappointed what came out of it, because we were basically told there's no funding there to help at the moment. Now, like, we're talking about one of the biggest industries.
Look, you're talking to a city boy here, Dennis. Talk to me a bit about fodder, because the one thing I did hear over the last week or two was with the incredible amount of rain that has been falling, farmers are finding it very hard to feed their flocks, as it were.
Well, I'll put it this way. I drove back from Cork from Fermoy the other evening, and you're driving into good country there, down the rail and down, good land. When you see the animals running around by the ditches, right? Because why are they doing that? Because the ground is too wet to lie down, number one. That's people that are lucky enough to get animals out. But in this situation, in the general run of things, cows would normally be out for the next month or 6 weeks. Most areas they would. That hasn't happened. We're talking about people who, and I have to be kind of blunt about this here, credit lines have been cut off to them. Right, and what do I mean by that? Well, Dave, you see, when I was growing up myself, cooperative societies was exactly what they were, what was built. They worked with people through the good times and the bad times, which meant that you got a bit of freedom during the bad months, we'll say, where a line of credit was extended to you, and then when the peak months came in, you paid it back. Right, now at the moment, those lines are, that's not happening. And we have people coming to us, and it's not alone, you know, it's not that they're being denied credit, it's the fashion in the way they're being turned down. I think it's appalling the way some people have been treated.
And this is because people need more money at the moment to feed their animals.
Yeah, you see, at the moment, like, it's now that they're getting their meat checks in the next couple of months, and they're not paying back the co-op and so forth. The problem I see, you see, is that our dairy industry, and indeed our own beef leads, right, the smaller family farm, which would be the beef or the, and even the tillage and the sheep farmers, they're also in trouble. Why? Because the co-ops, I think, are under serious pressure with the dairy lads, because a lot of our dairy is commercial farming now, right? So look, you can see where the huge bills would come into play. I mean, a ton of nuts is averaging between 460 to 480 euros, right? So you can imagine a fella getting 20 ton of nuts in a small farm is fine, but 20 ton of nuts where you have large herds, you know, it's like stopping and getting petrol for the car. You'll get it again next week. Do you know that kind of way? So you can see how the bills will rise, right? But if you can't get that, if you haven't access to that, well, you have animals roaring in the yard. I'm sure there's guys out there, look, they're working 24/7. That has an impact on family life, right? It really has.
Yeah.
And they get to a point where there's probably a bank or a loan calling where there's a payment to be made. They're not getting any money from the co-ops because they've gone beyond the limit on their account. And any other bills they have to pay, like running the house and the rest of it, right? And that, I've met lads over the years, and I'm sure as we're talking here this morning, you're thinking the same thing, as what am I doing wrong? You know, there's a kind of an image thing has crept into this whole scenario in the last few years, and, you know, you can imagine a fella inside the dairy farm with the cows roaring, as I said, the phone ringing, can't get lay his hands on finance to finance the father he needs. And that brought me to going to two of the larger PLCs because, like I just stated, our cooperative society, well, I'm asking the question, where are they gone? Because they're not cooperative societies anymore, they're PLCs.
And so, remind us, if I need to again, Dennis, that we're talking mostly here to a city audience. So putting it into city language, so you have dairy farmers in particular who should have the cattle out in the fields.
Yeah.
The field, with the last 4 to 6 weeks, the fields are sodden, so they can't put the cattle out. So the cattle, when they're in, need to be fed. The cost of feed has gone up, and they can't get credit for the feed. So now the cattle are distressed in the farmyards.
Yes.
They're roaring from hungry.
Now, another side of it that the people in the cities and towns and villages should realise is you may have heard in the last 24 or 48 hours a mention about the potatoes.
Go on,
and that we want to run into a shortage of potatoes.
Why?
And various vegetables.
Is this to do with the weather now,
Yes, because the weather, the potatoes haven't been put into the ground and they're not sown and so forth, and indeed a lot of other tillage crops as well. Now, that's ringing another bell to me, because what that's saying to me is that the supermarkets, It's going to be a bonanza from the end of the year if things stay going the way they're going, because why? We'll be charged through the nose again for our food. It happened during the pandemic. It has happened. The pandemic was blamed for the rise in food prices. It happened again because of the Ukraine war. And yes, PJ, at any meeting I've ever been at, I've asked the various processors and so forth, explain to me why this product has gone up nearly 35%. Explain it to me. And I've yet to have a fella sit down in front of me and show me exactly why that has happened. Because, PJ, it hasn't happened. Right. What has happened is they've jumped on the bandwagon. Yeah. And, you know, for the people in the cities, yes, you will pay more for your food. So if
come
the
back
farmers
to,
on
yeah,
the support...
Come back, come back to the spuds and the vegetables there now, right?
Yeah.
This is the time of year when the spuds, the lovely new spuds we'd have with butter and salt in the summer, they're going down now. They haven't
especially been for the last 4 to 8, 4 to 5 weeks at least.
They haven't gone down because the land is goosed. So here's the thing. I'm the first one in the summertime, and I've been given out to by farmers. When farmers are complaining about a bit of summer sunshine, it gets under my fingernails. But I can see your point now. You can't. They can't get the cattle out. They can't get the crops in the ground because the ground is in bits. Now, Dennis, is this the reality of the future with things like climate change?
It is. Listen, there was a program on last night, I don't know if you saw it or not, about the global warming and the seas rising and so forth. That will be there's a few places in Galway and parts of Kerry was mentioned last night that they could disappear.
Is this still about your Hayes' new program, I haven't seen it
exactly.
yet. I'm told about it.
Yeah. Well, I was just watching last night, and I'm just saying to myself here that they are saying, the climatists are saying, that over the next number of years we will have a lot more water falling, right? So obviously we have to gear ourselves towards all that. Now, the thing about it is, going back to the farmer, these young farmers that I'm talking about were advised by government agencies. Tagus being the first one to the fore, told them, you know, milk a few years back was going to be gold. Now, can I ask you this question? Is there anyone listening here this morning that's on a salary that could live on half the salary they had 2 years ago?
Because I wanted you to, I'm glad you got there. I want you to develop that point. Yeah. Our milk in this part of the world, Dennis, and it doesn't take a farmer to say it, but in this county of ours alone, this wonderful, beautiful county of ours, we produce some of the best milk in the world.
Yeah, well, to be honest about it, we produce some of the best food in the world, we're told,
indeed,
all
we
around
do.
The world.
Indeed we do.
And we're renowned for it. We're renowned for it.
So what's
and
the problem?
I had a meeting.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Before Christmas, I asked the question, right? That I'm in the food industry as well for the last 40 years, right? I worked it all into it, right? And if there was ever an opportunity for us to reinvent our country, the opportunity is there at the moment. Why do I say that? Well, look, we lost one of the biggest industries we had, which was the sugar industry, right? Mm. Well, there's no doubt in the world, with the way the climate is coming, we will be able to grow our beet again. And if something happened tomorrow morning, I'll give you an instance, right? And is when our sugar factory closed, I was bringing milk in behind to Cadbury's, and a guy brought me in one day and he showed me a big vat that they were mixing the products inside, and he picked up a jug and he said, "You see that measure? It takes four of them now to do the same job that one of our own sugar was doing, right?" And he said, "But he said, here's the one for you. I still can't get the same texture, the same flavour as I had with the Irish sugar."
There's the thing, Dennis. We did away, and I'm always saying this, and people think I'm just an awful spoofing on the radio, but I remember when they done away with the sugar industry, and I remember people like you and farmers that I knew at the time saying, "This is a mistake," and yet it was done.
Listen, we had the sugar factory above in Mallow. In our, we can talk about Calla, but we had it in Ballard. And everyone that in our vintage in here that will remember the trucks up and down the road from October until maybe mid-January, right? We had Aaron Foods next door. Aaron Foods next door. We had Round Trees inside in Mallow, alongside the Ballyclough Co-op, we'll say, right? We had Mitchelstown over, bought a dairy and a meat processing plant.
Yeah.
Gordon Vale here in Charleville, a meat plant and cheese and so forth. And you know, we threw a figure on it there one day, and we reckon there was about 20,000 people employed,
good
directly
Lord.
And indirectly in those
industries. It's not. Come back to the dairy farmer, so on the salary. How had the salary fallen? If our milk is so good, and if it's in such demand, which I assume it is, why are the salaries falling?
Well, I'll tell you why the salaries are falling, because they're all, world markets are a great thing to blame things on, because, you know, it's all about, and it's used no matter what happens, all the world markets. Well, number one, I can tell you this, that trucks in this country, leaving the country in the days of the week, will often be waiting for, to bring our beef, to bring our dairy product, or bring whatever it is to Europe, right? They'll be delayed. No, so that tells me there's a demand, right? The unfortunate thing here is that it looks like that the guy who's at the farm gate, we call it, he's the last man to get paid. They look at their balance sheet, they see what their costs are going to be, they see what they have to pay for wages and so forth on top of that. They look at what kind of a profit they want to make themselves, these are the processors, and then poor man is left with whatever is left. And it's as simple as that, because there's no way, in one sense, that our product, when you go in, milk inside in the shops, as you said, have gone up in price in the last year and a half. I don't hear anyone saying milk came down. They did some few cents, but it was only a quarter of what they put it up. So something is not adding up. Like, we have people, as I'm talking to you this minute, it's Thursday of the week.
Yeah.
There's people this evening will make a decision. Is it going to be the heat? Is it going to be the fuel? Or is it going to be the dinner? Now, do you find that extraordinary thing, considering that the supermarkets and retailers of this country are making, not millions, but billions out of us every day of the week?
So you're saying to me, Dennis McCallaghan, that farmers that are listening to me this morning will decide this Thursday evening, is it the heat or is it the dinner?
No, sorry, you misinterpreted me there. And do you know something, Peter, you're probably right. That probably, the way things have gone in the last number of weeks, it could be the same, and it probably is in the farm kitchen this evening as we're talking. But you asked me a question about the people in the cities and the towns and so forth. And this is what I'm saying to you. We're the producer, right? And for the want of a better word, we're being screwed at the gate, right? The people, like in the towns and the villages, that go in every morning to do their bit of shopping or once a week and all that and so forth. And you've heard for the last year and a half, especially in the last 12 months, the housewives complaining about the price of food.
Yeah.
You know, the average household, the average shop has gone up 100 euros. Now, there is something wrong when we as the producers, especially with the milk industry, right? The milk has taken a hit of straight away 40%. But if you take it what the cost at the other side for their inputs have gone up, they probably have taken 50% of a hit, right, on their incomes. So, like, can anyone out there live on half their salary? I don't think they can.
I was looking at a survey that Kantar did, you know, this group that look after the price, the survey, the prices in retail around the country, and they were saying that food inflation is coming down so that the price should be improving for the householder, which is fine for the householder, but it's not helping you.
But is it really coming down for the householder when it comes to it? Because I don't hear anyone saying that, oh my God, I saved this amount last week. There are scenarios where they're saying, you know, shop here and you'll save this much against shopping there and all that. But you really don't. Because the competition has gone out of the market. Because unfortunately our markets now are run by cartels. Like, you know, when I started out in the...
That's a word you need to be very careful using, Dennis. We've spoken about it before.
Yes, right. Okay, well, look... But I suppose I'm talking about the reality of what's happening out there, to be quite honest about it. But we're facing the situation we're in at the moment. We're urging all the people that work with the farmers, whether it's in the banking sector, whether it's in the co-ops, or anyone else that they work with every day of the week, that try to work with these people. You know, we're all human. We all can sit at the table and see if there a way forward here. The government seemed to be levious without any help. As last Friday, we were told there's no funding there. And, you know, then is it fair to say that the co-ops, and to be fair to them, they're carrying a lot of credit at the moment, but it's just that the system within the co-op system has changed. Not with all the co-ops. The smaller co-ops are really doing what they can for the smaller, for the farmers that they work with. But the PLCs run their business differently, it seems, in the last few years. And we're just asking them, will you sit down, see what can be done with these lads? If the government step in, because any fodder that's provided will have to be transported from A to B, and make sure this is brought to the right people, okay, and the right people get paid for what they're doing. Do you know the kind of way?
Yeah, well, Dennis, I'm going to leave it there with you now, because you brought it... In fairness, you brought something to our doorstep here, which we're not used to as city people. The fact that farmers are struggling, and farmers are struggling for 101 different reasons. The weather isn't helping right now, but certainly they're not getting credit, and they're not getting paid. And thank you, as always, Dennis, from the ICSA.
Cork's 96 FM.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.